Last week, Randy talked about the work that Ruth did, gleaning in particular, in the field to provide food for Naomi and herself after they had made the hard journey back to Bethlehem from Moab. We're going to continue with Ruth chapter 2, seeing her kindness continue. And I want to start by looking ahead at chapter 3 and verse 11, where Boaz is talking to Ruth. He said, "And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." And those last two words of that verse is where I want to focus in on first. Ruth is a virtuous woman. And we get to chapter 3 and hear Boaz say those words to Ruth. We can have in mind chapter 2, where he didn't just hear about her virtue from the townspeople. He has seen her virtue in action. Chapter 2 is where he sees her continual kindness for Naomi and takes action to ensure that her work is not in vain. He also acts in kindness himself to ensure that Ruth and Naomi are well fed. Ruth and Naomi have come to Bethlehem with nothing. The text doesn't tell us about this, but they probably went back to the house Naomi had with her husband Elimelech when he was alive. And you have to take a minute to imagine what that would look like. It would have been an empty house for those 10 years that Naomi was gone, and it was empty when she returned. When Ruth and Naomi traveled those 50 miles from Moab to Bethlehem, they needed to work in order to live. They didn't get any time to recover from their journey. In verse 2, when Ruth tells Naomi that she wants to go and glean for food, it shows that when they left Moab, she had every intention of working when they came to Bethlehem. Her intentions find traction when she gets into the field. Boaz's servant even remarks about her diligence in verse 7. "So she came and hath continued, even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house." That's saying she didn't take long breaks in the shade. And even when Boaz told her to take a break and to come and eat with him and his servants, her mind is still on Naomi, even as she's eating. It's more difficult to see it in the King James Version, but Ruth had roasted grain left over from her lunch and took it home to feed Naomi at the end of the day. The barley that she gleaned that day still needed to be made into bread or roasted, so that would have taken time, and all the while Naomi would have been hungry, and Ruth had that in mind. Her work went from early morning to evening, and even then she had to beat out the grain from off the heads of the stalks and carry it home. And Randy told us about that last week. It was about a five-gallon bucket. That's a lot of weight to carry for a long distance. We only get a description of day one, but she kept going back day after day until the harvest seasons were over. It says in verse 23, "So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law." Her first day on the job, though, also introduces us to Boaz. Boaz definitely has a different background from Ruth, but he also has a concern for the well-being of others. It shows when he greets the workers in his field that he knows them, because Ruth stands out to him. She's not just an extra body in the field. He recognized his regular crew, and he also wants to know about her. When his servant reports to him, Boaz knows who she is by her reputation, and he wants to help in her cause in caring for Naomi. He tells her to glean in his field exclusively. He commands her to be protected. He provides water so that she doesn't have to draw it for herself. And he even allows her to glean among the piles of sheaves and commands his own workers to leave extra behind for her. He goes beyond what the Old Testament law requires of him to provide for this young widow, and almost seems to thrive in helping her. We can see that Boaz is a godly man in his words and his actions. It's as if he sees himself as an extension of God's hand in blessing Ruth. In verse 12, he says, "The Lord recompense your work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." He sees Ruth having given up her old life to trust in the God of Israel, and he acts in kindness to be a blessing to her. Both Ruth and Boaz demonstrate chesed, as what we've talked about, and they continue to do so. They continually do this, as I said, throughout both of the harvest seasons of barley and wheat. And despite their lives occurring during the Old Testament, they demonstrate the love of New Testament Christians. Jesus tells us what this should look like in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." And this is what I want to continue our church, encourage our church to continue to do. We're not able to meet yet again, but while we're separated, don't forget about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for one another, stay in contact with one another, and help each other when you can. Extend kindness to others as Ruth and Boaz demonstrate. I want to thank you for your attention this week. And next week, Randy will continue our study, and I'm not sure exactly what he's covering yet. It may be the next chapter, or it may be a topical study, so you'll just have to wait and find out.